This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Chuck in St. Louis, Missouri. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Hank. It's really great to talk with you.
Likewise.
Hey, two quick questions about heaven. One is, can we anticipate seeing our pets in heaven? And the other, would you talk for a moment about what the time is like in heaven for the saints that have already gone to be with the Lord and are waiting the bodily resurrection?
You know, I can't really tell you what the answer is to the last part of your question, in that I do not know what existence will be like if we're non-corporeal beings, and that's really what happens when we die. If you die right now prior to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, your body goes to the grave, and the non-corporeal aspect of your humanity, the soul or the spirit, is with the Lord. And the way the Bible talks about that is in the sense of relationship to God rather than any locational place. It's not locational language, it's relational language. And the reason I say that is souls, by definition, are non-physical, and therefore awareness does not apply. But we know that they're in relationship to God, and they're awaiting, in some sense, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, or the time that their souls will return to their bodies. Because when Christ returns, the Bible says, do not be amazed at this. In fact, Jesus is speaking. A time is coming when all who are in the grave will come out. Some will rise to live, and some will rise to be eternally condemned. As to the first part of your question, with regards to pets, we don't know that petted pets will be in heaven. Although there's nothing in the Bible that precludes that notion. What we do, I think, know from the consistency of Scripture is that there's warrant to believe that there will be animals in heaven. Animals are among God's most avant-garde and creative creations, and there's no reason to suppose that if there were animals in Paradise Lost, there would not be animals in Paradise Restored. We just don't know that the same set that lived on this planet will also live in the world to come. There's no biblical evidence for that, but there's certainly no biblical evidence against it either. And there are a lot of people, from C.S. Lewis to Johnny Erickson Tata, that think that that might very well be consistent with the nature of God.
Well, I really appreciate that, Hank, and thanks again for your ministry. It's really great.
You got it. Thank you.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.